Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number three, it's 7 past 2. Chad Hartman here with you on News Talk 830 WCCO. Many topics to discuss, including the State of the Union, which is tonight. And you'll have a chance to hear that right here on WCCO Radio, beginning a little past 8 our time. And joining us right now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is 5th District Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Congresswoman, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. If you could tell Joe Biden, the President of the United States, to offer up one message tonight that would resonate in your district, in our state, and all across the country, what would that be?
It would be for the president to, passionately talk about the progress that he has made since he has been in office and the ways in which he is going to continue to create that progress. There's a lot of things that the president has done that he can, reiterate and remind the American people, whether it's the Chips and Manufacturing Act, whether it's the Inflation Reduction Act, whether it is the historic infrastructure bill, whether it's the bipartisan gun violence prevention legislation that he forwarded, the 15 million jobs that the president has created. There's a lot for him to celebrate, and there's a lot more that needs to be done in order to address the concerns that people have. Cost is still too high. Affordability has been really challenging. And so we want to hear what more is he willing to do in order to alleviate some of the concerns and stress that people are feeling.
Okay, so let's stay with cost. In the broadest sense, we have a lot of inflation numbers which are down. And the White House will cite other Western nations where the numbers in America are better. But for any of us, you, me, and anybody listening, who go to a grocery store where that resonates with us more than anything, those prices are still dramatically higher. And that is, I believe, and so do many others believe, that's a part of the disconnect with the president and inflation, because you go get groceries, I get groceries, everybody gets groceries, and we just see, we're like, I can't believe this price for this item. It's notably higher from where it was 4 or 5 years ago, and no signs is coming down. In that specific area, what should the White House do?
I mean, that's precisely what I was alluding to. We need the president in his address to connect personally with American voters. We need the president to be able to say, we hear you, we understand the concerns that you are experiencing, we know how your pocketbook is being impacted, even though inflation has been down, even though there's been job growth, even though there's all these investments, and here is exactly how I'm going to address that. Lay it out in layman's terms so that the American person who's tuning in can hear that, and then as representatives of the American people, we get our marching orders on ways in which we can work with the president to address that. I know that the president has an ability to pressure corporations that are price gouging. That's a place where he can address. There's a lot of hidden cost that he's been talking about lately, how the policies that he is thinking about are going to create an impact. But what you want to do when you're talking to voters is you want to connect to their personal stories and make sure that you make them understand that you're hearing them and offer solutions to the problems that they are talking about. And, you know, grocery store prices are atrocious. We all feel it. And we know that people are paying more for less, even in some cases. And I think as the president, as the leader of this country, there's a way in which he could address that, both with his speech, but also with actual policy solutions that the people can be hopeful about.
Poll after poll, and not just opponents of the president, but poll after poll of voters who vote for the president in 2020, overall Democrats, continue to show that a high percentage of people do not believe that the president is up for the job for another term. They see him, they hear him, they have concerns about his age. Do you have concerns about his ability to handle this job for the next 4 years? And if not, what can you say to convince those of us, myself included, who are skeptical?
Well, you know, you might remember, or at least might have seen, you know, Reagan faced this question as a candidate when he was running against our beloved Mondale. And he addressed it head on, made sure that that was an issue that he understood was with the voters, and talked about it openly. And
well, I the think big thing he did there, he told a joke.
And
right?
I think,
and he told a funny joke. Isn't it more? I mean, I agree. Reagan was very good at that, and the president could joke about it. But isn't it more than just telling a funny joke?
It's not just about. It's not just about joking. It's about your actions. That follow the words. It's, you know, are you going to be out there? Are you going to connect with voters? Are you going to have more events? We're seeing the president do that more. We're also going to witness him give a speech that's probably going to be more than an hour on live TV. So how does he handle that? How are the people going to, you know, see his passion and excitement to continue to do the work on behalf of the American people is going to be tested tonight. And, you know, I expect that he'll pass that.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is with us. We had a primary in Minnesota and primaries all across the country for Super Tuesday. In this state, uncommitted within the Democratic Party, received 46,000, 19%. That's a huge indictment towards the president of the United States. You told Politico you did not vote. Was that a sign that you supported uncommitted, or was there another reason why you did not vote on Tuesday?
You know how much voting is personal to me. It just was that I was here voting on behalf of my constituents. And taking the votes here. I had originally planned to vote in person, and the voting schedule here in the House changed, so I prioritized being here and taking those votes and not coming back and missing those votes. But what I will tell you is that the number of people that showed up in Minnesota and across the country to say they want active policies towards creating a lasting peace in the Middle East was resounding. And I do hope that tonight in the State of the Union speech, the president does address, you know, those concerns and the frustration and the anger that people are experiencing as they watch dead bodies every single day streaming out of Gaza.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you would have voted, would you have voted for the president or would you have voted uncommitted?
I would have voted for the president.
Okay. Let's talk about Israel, Hamas, and the Palestinians. You have been very specific and very direct in your criticism towards the White House Times. One of your recent quotes is the administration is greenlighting the massacre of Palestinians. So the White House listens to you, and they still believe they should support Israel as one of the few allies in the area, an ally that was attacked by Hamas, and let me be clear, not attacked by Palestinians, attacked by Hamas, that it was 5 months ago today when beheadings took place, just this brutal atrocity took place. And Israel has responded. And I will say, I have not agreed with everything Bibi Netanyahu has done. I haven't agreed with Bibi Netanyahu in a lot of areas. But they have responded with force, as America also would have, understanding that some civilian casualties happen in war, but many of us feel like the numbers are too high. What specifically should the White House do to ensure that they're supporting Israel, they're trying to stop the civilian casualties, but they're also pursuing a two-state solution and, as important as anything, getting the hostages back, just laying out all the complications and how difficult this challenge is?
Yeah, so we know that the hostages need to be released, and that can only happen if you negotiate a ceasefire and a hostage release negotiation. It's not going to happen with bombs dropping that risk their lives in Gaza. We know that the president can play a huge role in facilitating that and getting Netanyahu to do that. We know that the war in Gaza is not going surgically after Hamas. As it currently sits, 70% of the people that have been killed have been children and women that have nothing to do with Hamas. 85% of Gaza is destroyed. There is no reason for us to continue to send military aid to Israel. There is no reason for us to provide them with impunity with the international community when everyone else has said they want to call for ceasefire, and we have been the only country standing in the way and vetoing every single resolution at the UN Council and at the UN General. There is something that we can do, and that something is to stop providing the impunity, to stop providing the funds that are going to massacre people every single day. And we can also follow our U.S. law and international law by denying aid to Israel because they are refusing to facilitate the access of humanitarian aid. So when we hear people say the administration is doing everything that they can, it is not true. It is not remotely close to doing everything that you can. Being forced to airdrop food for people who are starving when the two countries that control the borders where humanitarian aid can follow through are the highest recipients of aid from the United States, and we have not used that leverage that we have to force them to do that, it is not doing everything that we can.
So okay, let me follow up here.
I want to dispel people, everyone who's listening, from the notion that the administration is doing everything that they can. They have not done close to 10% of what is within their ability to do in ending this massacre that we are all witnessing, this horror.
Okay, so on the military aid, let me jump in. Are you saying as of today, every penny, every amount of military aid to Israel, who has been a loyal ally to the United States of America, should be cut off? So specific on that. And then on Hamas, and again, I condone the amount of civilians killed. It is horrifying.
But
let's also account for
the
fact that, let me just finish, Ilan. Let me just finish. Can we also account for that Hamas is hiding amongst the civilian population and fighting in a very unconventional way? They're not exactly separating themselves from the innocent Palestinians.
We have engaged in war in similar situations. We have sent our troops in carrying out the war in finding the bad guys. Israel is carrying out this war by bombarding people from the sky. There is no way to figure out who you are hitting if you are just constantly dropping bombs. Israel says that they have one of the best trained military. If they really wanted to protect civilian lives, they would stop dropping tons and tons of bombs every single day. We also know that we send them, the United States provides them with precision-guided missiles. They have surgically taken out one floor of a building in order to target someone. So if they have that capacity, why is it that they are not utilizing that capacity? It is because their stated objection from the beginning of the war was to say, we are going to go after everyone in Gaza. We have seen their rhetoric, which to many sounds genocidal.
Is it genocidal to you? Would you say what Israel is doing is genocidal?
Certainly. This is ethnic cleansing. We are seeing severe massacre. They are currently being tried in international courts. And even in the international courts, they have asked for Israel to stop having the visibility of looking like they are carrying a genocide.
So, but let me go back to my previous question. Are you saying cut off all aid to Israel? Not a penny more. And what responsibility does Hamas have? And I hear you on the specific guided missiles. I hear that. But what responsibility does Hamas have for hiding amongst their citizens? And don't we still need to always emphasize that Hamas, 5 months ago, created this by brutally attacking fellow innocent civilians, similar to the innocent civilians who've been killed in Palestine?
Certainly. Certainly there is a lot of blame for Hamas on the current situation. But the reality is the death and destruction that we are watching right now in Gaza is not being created by Hamas. It is being created by the weapons that are sent with our tax dollars as Americans, and it's being carried out by Israeli soldiers.
But it doesn't happen without the Hamas attack. But it doesn't. But it does not start without the Hamas attack. So again, cut off all aid. Yes or no?
It does not. It does. Yes. Cut off aid. Of course, cut off aid.
Every penny.
How are we?
Every penny to Israel should be cut off.
To a country that is killing innocent people, it cannot be. There is no moral justification. And again, it is a violation, as I have just said to you, under our laws and international law. They are facilitating the starvation of 1.5 million people at the current moment. And this is not just Ilhan saying this. This is Senator Kuhn saying this. This is Senator Cardin saying this. This is Senator Van Hollen saying this.
Yep.
Right? This is not Ilhan.
Yeah. No, I believe that Bibi Netanyahu has been mistaken in how wide ranging this is. And I never wanted Bibi Netanyahu personally be in charge of Israel. But I'm also saying Hamas is not an equal partner who you can trust. Right. The Palestinian civilians. Yes, it is a tragedy what has happened to them. But Hamas has aided in those individuals being the target. And even if a ceasefire takes place, why should someone listening who respects you, right, who isn't in the part of the crowd I'm getting texts, why should I have you on? That's utterly insulting. She's a congresswoman who represents the state. And we interview all sorts of people in politics. But why should people listen and say, okay, why believe, if there's a ceasefire, why for 1 second should I believe Hamas?
You shouldn't believe Hamas. And I'm not saying anybody should believe Hamas. I'm not saying anybody should believe that there is accountability that should be had for Hamas and the atrocities that they committed. You and I are having a different conversation. We are talking about the mass casualties of civilians that we are watching.
We're not. I'm hearing every word you all.
Hamas is currently not causing mass casualties. The Israeli soldiers are.
It doesn't happen, Ilhan, without Hamas. It doesn't happen without the violence back and forth. So I'm conceding again that Israel's went too far, but to act like Hamas is going to be trusted and hasn't been a part of this and hasn't been an equal part of the atrocities, I think it's disingenuous.
Nobody's acting that way. I told you Hamas has a role in this. But you also forget, if we're talking about before this massacre, we have to remember that Palestinians had their deadliest year with over 2,500 people being killed in the West Bank and in Gaza. Israel had 3 strikes in September into Gaza. The idea that the campaign that Israel has carried out, both against the people of Gaza and against the people of West Bank, has not been continuous. It's also another notion that we have to dispel ourselves of. Yes, Hamas is bad, and Hamas has done horrendous things.
Yeah,
we support a country, which is Israel. That country currently is involved in the mass casualty of civilians. We have a responsibility, not only as their ally, but also as their biggest funder of their military, to say, you need to stop this, or we are no longer going to send you a single penny to kill people in our name.
I hear your passion. I see the techs who are agreeing with you. I see the techs who are disagreeing. I'm hearing every word. I'm just providing questions. My viewpoint, the last thing I'll say.
This is real life. It doesn't matter if somebody agrees or not. We're talking about.
When did I say it's not real life?
I
didn't say it's real life. I've called out Bibi Netanyahu consistently. Not when you've been on.
Their whole family, generations, have been killed.
Yeah.
This is not about
yes.
opinion.
It's awful.
This is about real it's awful. Life.
Just like it was for the Israelis who have been attacked. And again, proportionally, is it the same? No, it is not. I agree. But let me finish with this. Joe Biden is the one who's okaying, and he is sending the money. He has the final say for the administration. I hear your passion. I hear your belief that this is wrong and we should not be greenlighting this. If you feel so strongly about this issue, how can you vote for Joe Biden?
Because it is our responsibility to hold our president accountable, to make sure he does the right thing. You're not going to opt out of participating in our democracy, and you cannot further somebody who is going to cause the approval of more mass casualties to be created by supporting someone like Trump, who is going to have an impact on us domestically and internationally. We have an ability to move this current president, who will still be in office, to say you have to do something different, or you risk both our democracy here, because some people will not be able to stomach this massacre, and we are going to live with the generational trauma that's going to be created if our democracy is not sustained and we elect a fascist back into the White House.
I thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Likewise.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, react away. Phone calls and texts. I skipped a break, which we had, because the back and forth I thought was worth it on a huge issue, on a day when we have the State of the Union, when this debate matters so much, not just in our state, but most importantly, in the Middle East. And it's not an abstract, it's not a hypothetical conversation. It is a real life conversation involving lives killed brutally, and it continues on a daily basis. I want to hear from you through phone calls and texts. Jason's going to join the mix. I want to see what Jason has to say. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.